Hashtag we love number one sports digital radio station in Africa.
Yesterday we spoke to Ubongi, who actually participated in the 947 race, right, that took place on Sunday. And another person who actually did well at the race is Tepo Bidze, who became top 10 of the open 40-49 age group and more or less was in the top 300 overall. Tepo, welcome to Vision View Sports Radio.
Hi, how are you doing? Thanks for having me.
I'm great. I should be asking how you doing. How's your body doing?
Not so bad. I just came from a massage now.
Yes!
I'm feeling much better.
Soft life, huh? Is this what happens? Huh? After a hectic race, you just go for a massage, like you just take it easy.
No, it's a matter of I have another race on Saturday, so I need to get my legs ready.
That is so soon. So obviously, you just came back from a massage and now you also need to continue preparing for this weekend's race. How do you do that? Where do you find the time? How many hours do you have in a day?
No, it's not that hectic. So normally I cycle about three times a week and I run three times a week. And then I have one days of a full rest. So fortunately, this week, it's going to be an easy week in order to get the legs ready for Saturday's 200-kilometer race.
So it's even, 200 kilometers. That's more than what you did. So you basically used the 947 race as a preparation for this huge race that you'll be participating in this weekend.
Yeah, more or less. It happens every year that... It's called a double century. It's in the Western Cape, so it happens to be 6 days after 94.7. You can call the 94.7 as a prep for the big 200-kilometer race.
Now you mentioned that it's in the Western Cape. Where are you based? Are you in the Western Cape already?
No, I'm still in Joburg. I live in Joburg, okay. So I'll be flying out on Friday.
Yeah, I know you are very, very busy, man. But it looks like your love for cycling is really, really that deep. When did it start?
In fact, I started cycling in my adult life. I started in 2014, just as a way of trying to keep healthy. I was overweight. I was big. I was approaching 100 kilograms. And then a friend of mine challenged me to do the 94.7. In that year, I decided to buy a bicycle, and then I trained, and then I did my first 94.7. And then I really enjoyed cycling, so I just continued.
So basically, because these bicycles are not that cheap. I mean, someone says, all right, I'm challenging you, come cycle, and then you are going to buy that bicycle. How do you guys maintain this expensive sport? I mean, there's a lot of traveling involved as well. The equipment is not that cheap as well. Does the love just surpass everything else?
Yeah, I guess when I started off, I bought an entry-level bike. So entry-level bike can cost you between 5,000 and 10,000. And then it sounds like it's a lot, but
yeah,
if you're going to use
million.
The same bike for 5 years, then it's really not that expensive. Like a pair of running shoes will cost you about 2,500, and you need to replace those like twice or three times a year. So it's not that expensive. And then servicing it costs maybe between 300 and 400 rand. So it depends. So you start off with an entry level bike, and then as you start loving the sport and you want to get faster, then you start upgrading. So I'm probably on my fourth or fifth bike since then.
Okay. Now, talking about the race that took place on a Sunday, you did exceptionally well. I mean, being in the top 10 of the open 40-49 age group, what was your goal going into this race?
Yeah, the goal was a bit difficult because I've done it a couple of times and now the route had changed a bit and was slightly longer. So I was aiming for a sub 2:45.
Okay.
So 2:39. I was very chuffed.
Sure. And how was the race? You know, we didn't have it last year due to COVID-19, and to be back literally being a part of the race this year. Just talk to us about your preparations for the race. I know you've just mentioned that you cycle 3 times a week, and but just having to also make sure that you do really well.
Okay, fortunately, ever since the start of lockdown, right, level five?
And they were going to
during level five, the hard lockdown, we were not allowed to do any exercise.
True.
So as soon as they allowed us, I think initially it was 3 hours from 6 to 9.
Yes.
I started using the entire 3 hours almost every day to ride. And then it also helps with, especially when you're locked down at home, like you want to go out every now and then. So in fact, I've been cycling more than before. So I've been consistently training, which kind of helped. So I was fairly prepared for this 94.7.
And how far are you willing to go with the cycling thing? I mean, you seem to be very passionate about it. You put in a whole lot of hard work. You make time for it. Is this the only thing that you do?
No. In fact, I started cycling in 2014, like I said, and then I started running about 3 years ago. So I've been running and cycling, and then one of my challenges was to do the Comrades, which I did the last one in 2019. And then I do marathons as well. But I do work for a living. That's what we're asking.
You need to eat at the end of the day.
Yeah, I need something to pay for all these trips and all these bikes and all these shoes.
Yeah. Sure. And talk to us about the atmosphere. I mean, we were speaking to one of the participants yesterday, and we were just expressing how frustrated we were as motorists, you know. But it must have been lovely for you guys, because you guys literally shut down the whole of Johannesburg.
Yeah, so I often tell people that they should not complain about the roads being shut off, because, in fact, everybody should be on the bicycle if you live in Joburg. Because, geez, when are you going to ride your bicycle on a freeway like the M1? Ever. So, yeah, it was, the atmosphere was great. And even they changed the venue. So it used to start and end at River Sands. So with the FNB Stadium being used as the start and the end, it was really fantastic, because it's a much larger place. So I didn't struggle with parking. And then we did a victory lap inside FNB Stadium as well. It was quite open. So yeah, and it was fantastic. And then even the support on the road, even though I started a bit early, there were quite a number of people on the road as well. And the weather was fantastic, because it was nice and cool, cloudy, drizzled slightly, but weather conditions were perfect.
And how would you rate the organization of the event?
No, the organization was fantastic. Rated 9 out of 10.
Oh, okay. Then it looks like everything was just smooth sailing. Well, Tepo, thank you so much for taking the time and chatting to us about your experience at this past Sunday's race. I truly do hope that you rest after your massage and hopefully prepare from tomorrow for your big race this coming weekend. We wish you all the best. And who knows, we might catch up with you again, and you'll probably let us know how that goes.
Okay, now thank you very much, and thanks for the well wishes. And then hope to chat to you very soon then.
All right, enjoy the rest of your day.
Same to you. Thanks.
Bye. A 360-degree view on sports.